Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night sky over Israel is clear, with a gentle breeze across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant evening for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post just in, the IDF reveals that Hamas is using the Nasser Hospital as a site for torture and interrogation in Gaza. Also, in the past hour, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu, in a meeting with Jared Kushner, clearly stated his opposition to a Palestinian state. Also this hour, The Forward reports that the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the 1982 Battle of Sultan Yaqub, have been found. Separately, Ynet reveals that the USS George Washington has arrived in the Middle East as tensions with Iran rise. And finally, I-24 News shares that U.S. Ambassador Huckabee has threatened sanctions against Israeli settlers in the West Bank. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Israel Defense Forces posted earlier today about Hamas's use of Nasser Hospital for brutal interrogations and torture. Priti Patel, a British politician, reposted earlier today, criticizing Labour for vilifying Israel and highlighting the ongoing threat posed by Hamas. Arsen Ostrovsky, an analyst, wrote 4 hours ago that mistakes in warfare, like the tragic incident involving Zomi Frankom, are unfortunately inevitable. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, the IDF and Shin Bet have uncovered that Hamas is using the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis for military purposes. This includes using the hospital for interrogations and as a governing center. The revelation highlights the complex humanitarian challenges in the region. Turning to the meeting with Jared Kushner, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu made it clear he opposes the creation of a Palestinian state. This statement underscores the ongoing tensions in Israeli-Palestinian relations and may affect future diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, The Forward covers the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains from the 1982 Sultan Yaqub battle. Katz was the last Israeli soldier unaccounted for from that conflict. This brings some closure to a long-standing chapter for the families involved. From Ynet, the arrival of the USS George Washington in the Arabian Sea marks a strategic move by the U.S. as pressure on Iran mounts. This deployment, along with the approval of a significant arms sale, signals heightened tensions in the region. And finally, I-24 News reports that U.S. Ambassador Huckabee is considering sanctions against Israeli settlers in the West Bank. This development could have significant implications for U.S.-Israel relations and the situation in the West Bank. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports a significant increase in sales and profits for Carso Motors, with a 36.2% rise in car sales in the first half of the year. Separately, Globes shares that Inav's Agron Tower project in Jerusalem has received approval. This new development will include residential and commercial spaces, revitalizing Paris Square. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, a new bilingual kindergarten, Rainbow Park, will open in Tel Aviv's Future Park this September, offering education in Hebrew and English. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.